We got some big announcements coming for you, but first, let's hit our intro music.
This is the Tournament Code.
This is the Tournament Code. I like that. All right, let's get to it. So what's coming up? We haven't had any episodes recently. What's going on? Are you guys done? Have you thrown in the towel? The answer is no. We've been reformulating, recalibrating, and got some new things coming out to you. So let's go through the list. What's new? One, and opposed to dropping an episode every week on Friday, we're moving over to 3 episodes a month, all on Friday, essentially the same schedule. We're just taking off one Friday and sometimes 2 Fridays a month. What are we doing that other Friday? Are you still producing interviews? Yes, but instead of doing them on our main channel, we're going to open them up on our paid channel. Those aren't going to be interviews. Our interviews, like you always hear, are going to be on our main channel. They will continue to be free. On our paid channel, we are going to have special interviews, unique interviews, and just general discussions, Cooper and I and other people. So for example, the first episode you'll hear is us talking with our buddy Ashton after finishing up qualifier and run in tournaments in Florida. That'll be on our paid channel. However, our interview with Scott Fawcett and others, our normal interviews, will be on our regular channel. Why'd we launch a paid channel? Do you guys just want to get rich? Not really. We just want to be able to pay the bills for editing and getting this podcast done. Believe it or not, it's not cheap to do this, and it's definitely not free. So for us to be able to continue to do this going forward, we need to generate some sort of revenue. And the way we wanted to do it was also get those people who are really into playing golf at a high level into decoding what it takes to play elite tournament golf. We want to give them an avenue to get more content, get more contact that really doesn't fit our main channel, and give them the ability to help support us so that we can help move this podcast forward and try out new things. And again, bring more information. So we're excited about all that. And then another big thing is we just dropped in a few hours here a video from the USAM qualifier last year. Cooper played in USAM qualifier last year. We threw away every shred of dignity we have. I don't know about you. It feels weird filming myself playing in a golf tournament, but we had Cooper's little brother film the entire tournament, every single shot, et cetera. We have drone footage, the whole shebang. It's a very well-produced episode and very well edited by our editor. And so essentially what we do is we walk you through, hey, here's how we prepared to play this golf tournament. Cooper had not been playing a lot of golf up to that point. So we say, hey, here's how we played, prepared for playing. Here's how we walked the course. Here's how we used our PuttView books. Shout out to our sponsor, PuttView books. Here's how we used our PuttView books to help us prepare for the tournament. And then here's how the tournament went. Here's what was going on through our minds. Here's us executing our strategy, et cetera. I think if you watch it all, you'll get a lot from it because, frankly, I know if I had watched and paid attention when I was a junior golfer, I would have gotten a lot from it. A lot of the things we do are probably not unorthodox, but a little bit different than what people normally have done in the past. But the reason we do it is because we have to be efficient and we still have to be good. And so we found, like, for example, walking the golf course, if the course will let you, some courses are snobby about it and it's gross. I hate when they do this, but a lot of golf courses will let you just walk the course prior or ride the course prior. What we do is get out. For that one, we were able to only walk 9 holes, ride 9 holes how we like to. Essentially, we just went up to the empty 9, pulled out our PuttView books, rode through the course, and marked off, all right, here's our targets. Here's where we're centering our shot pattern, anything else that we needed to see. I don't recommend – some people say ride the course backwards, walk the course backwards. I fundamentally don't agree with that. And if you have questions as to that, you can reach out to me why I disagree with it. And I could make a whole podcast about why walking the course backwards is nonsensical and takes up a lot of time, but I'll digress. So we look forward to having you. If you like listening to us, you can keep listening to us. it here. And then after Easter, we're going to start rolling out episodes again. We're going to run all the way till December, and we'll do the same thing next year. We'll take a little break until after Easter, and then we'll roll out 3 episodes a month. It's going to be pretty fun. So if you're interested in our paid channel, it'll pop up here shortly, and please join our paid channel. It's done through Supercast. And you say, all right, I've made it this far. I'm interested in a paid channel, but do I really have to download something new? You don't have to download something new. Use Apple Podcasts, Spotify. You can pay for Supercast in 2 clicks, get it downloaded or essentially synced with your Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and you can listen through our paid episodes through our podcast player. We're also launching on YouTube a paid channel. It'll have all the same stuff as our paid podcast and then maybe some extra videos. You say, well, I'm paying for the podcast. What if I want to pay for the video? Don't worry about it. We will be adding videos to our Supercast as well. So we got a bunch of fun stuff coming. Looking forward to sharing it with you all.